So, what do you think? Did a Buddhist monk from China actually discover Oregon 1600 years ago? We'll talk about that this morning. You have queued up the audio version of today's Offbeat Oregon Du Jour entry. And it's not too late. You can still hit back and go make a lolcat on IconHasCheeseburger.com. But if you're here for real, I'll tell you real quick. Offbeat Oregon Du Jour is an RSS service that brings you a news story from the archives of the Offbeat Oregon History newspaper column every day in your choice of text and images or audio-only format. So, of course, you're listening to the audio version right now. Offbeat Oregon Du Jour brings you true stories from Oregon history. I'm talking stories of heroes and rascals, shipwrecks and lost gold, and shanghaied sailors and Skid Row bordellos, and pirates and robbers and buried treasures and unsolved mysteries, just all kinds of good stuff like that. The stories are real. The citations to sources are included with the text versions. To get these delivered regularly, direct your podcatcher to ofor.us/p as in podcast. If you'd rather read them, see the pictures that go with them, and check out the citations while you're waiting in line at Starbucks, direct your newsreader to ofor.us/t as in text. All these columns are basically rated PG. If the movie people were going to rate them, they would rate them PG, and they're covered by a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license. So today's column, like I said, did Buddhist monk from China discover Oregon 1600 years ago? The legend of the monk's journey to a land called Fusang dates back to 499 AD. So is it possible that Fusang was Oregon, or was the whole thing a complete fabrication? Here's the article. There's an ancient Chinese story about a monk named Hui Shan, who, at just about the same time the Roman Empire was collapsing, set out on the open waters of the Pacific in search for new lands in which to spread his Buddhist faith. According to this legend, after many months of sailing east, the monks made landfall in a strange place. A land that may actually have been Oregon. Hui Shan told his story in roughly the year 499, and either he or somebody else wrote it down. With other Buddhist monks, he had embarked in a junk, the standard Chinese sailing vessel of the day, invented about 200 years before, and sailed due east into the rising sun. He estimated that they had sailed about 20,000 li, which is a Chinese unit of measurement whose length, I have no idea, when they finally arrived at a place called Fusang. Hui Shan's description of Fusang reads a bit like an early version of a vision of utopia, and that's a good argument for being a bit skeptical of this. The people in Fusang, he relates, have a particular tree or plant, the Fusang tree, that supplies their every need. They eat its sprouts like bamboo shoots, it bears red, pear-shaped fruits that keep for an entire year in cool storage, and its bark supplies fiber that's woven into clothing and made into paper. And yes, the society he describes is literate, with its own system of writing. The holy man goes on to describe the sociology of the place. The people have no weapons and make no war, he recounts, as translated by Leland. No iron is found in this land, but copper, gold, and silver are not prized and do not serve as a medium of exchange in the market. Also, there are two prisons, a northerly one and a southerly one. Maximum and minimum security, respectively. In the northerly prison, those men and women who were imprisoned for life are allowed to marry, the account goes. The boys resulting from these marriages were, at the age of 8 years, sold as slaves. The girls, not until their 9th year. Bully for the girls, I guess. Seems a bit un-utopian to the modern ear, doesn't it? The people of Fusang have most of the livestock known in China, but use them somewhat differently, according to the report. Stags are used here as cattle are used in the Middle Kingdom, and from the milk of the hind they make butter. Ew. Also, the horns of the oxen are so large that they hold 10 bushels, Hui Shan's account adds. They use them to contain all manner of things. After this rather fantastic account of Fusang, the monk goes on to describe another land he visited, a land of pale women with very hairy bodies who have no breasts but rather suckle their children on particularly long clumps of hair. There are no men in this place. When they want to become pregnant, the women bathe in a magic river. Certainly it's impossible to buy Huishan's stories at face value, especially after reading his account of the Land of Women, in which he rather jumps the shark, as the saying goes. And the myth of the faraway people who know nothing of violence and strife is almost a universal human cliché. But this story is 1,600 years old. Is there any possibility it's based, at least in part, on truth? Could a Chinese sailing vessel have made it to the Oregon coast? Or any place else on this continent? And made it home again? Sailing to Oregon from China is certainly possible, given a little luck and the right kind of weather. Every year, thousands of glass fishing floats make it across the Pacific, courtesy of a current that runs this way from the sea off Japan. And in fact, in 1833, a Japanese sailing ship wrecked at Cape Flattery on the Oregon coast, and three of its sailors were rescued by the British and taken to Fort Vancouver. They ended up going home via Europe, completely circumnavigating the globe in the process. Sailing back to China to tell the tale would be trickier. The prevailing winds off Oregon and Washington come out of the southwest, great for coming this way, but not so hot for going back. But if the monks moved down the coast to Mexico before disembarking, they would find the wind situation reversed. It is theoretically possible. The story of Huishan's adventures reads a little bit like Homer's Odyssey. And like the Odyssey, there's probably a kernel of truth in it somewhere. Buried deep beneath centuries of distortions and additions from thousands of scribes and storytellers through the years. If all the fantasy could be stripped away, if we could somehow forensically reconstruct the real story of Huishan and his fellow monks, there is an actual possibility that we would be crediting him and not Christopher Columbus or Leif Erikson with the discovery of the Americas in general and of Oregon in particular. Of course, by discovery, I mean discovery by people who didn't already live here. And that's it for today. You just heard the article titled, Did Buddhist Monk from China Discover Oregon 1600 Years Ago? First published on March 13th, 2011, by Finn J.D. John. That's me! And if you'd like to see the art for this story or print out a hard copy for any reason, you can look it up on my website, which is offbeatoregon.com. Which will take you straight to a table of contents arranged in order of the date they're first published, so you can look for March 2011 and it'll take you right there. And that covers us until tomorrow, when we'll upload another one. So, have a great day.